avoided sacks on multiple occasions. Not much he could do there.
No, it just kind of came, and Braylon tried to get out there and help afterwards, but that was, it just happened too quick. A little bit of an overset there by Jack Nelson. A nice inside quick move, quick sack.
Third and 21 for the Badger 18-yard line. Mordecai fires to the right, and that's caught across the 30-yard line by Bryson Green to the 31. That's still 8 yards short of the first down, but it buys the Badgers a little bit better field position for the punt. And Atticus Bertrams is on to do just that with 10:07 left in the third quarter, 17-0 Wisconsin. Good defensive series for Rutgers.
Yeah, they found a way to get off the field, and you thought after that first run by Braylon, 11 or 12 yards, keep pounding it, but they got to play in the backfield, the sack, and now they're getting the ball.
Here's Bertrams, the lefty freshman punter with the kick in the air. It sails away from Rashad Rochelle, hitting inside the 35-yard line. And the Badgers will kill it. Let's see, Burroughs down there kills it at the 33. That was a 36-yard punt. And we will take a timeout here at Camp Randall Stadium. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Badger football also brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 9:42 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
9:42 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers nothing. Play of the day so far, the Ricardo Hallman 95-yard pick six. Final seconds of the first half. Let's get more on Rico as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
You guys have been calling his name a lot. The last defensive possession ended with a pass breakup from Ricardo Hallman, and the sophomore corner's turning into that big playmaker in the secondary. He now has four interceptions this season through five games. That's the first time that's happened here in 6 years. The last guy to start the season that hot, Joe Ferguson in 2017. Pretty good player. His little brother's doing pretty well for the Dallas Cowboys as well. Jake Ferguson to the starting tight end down there in Dallas.
Remember the Joe Ferguson coast-to-coast pick six.
I got tired watching that.
From the 33-yard line of Rutgers, first and 10 for Gavin Winston in the Scarlet Knights offense. Christian Dremel in motion right to left. Winston to throw, checks to the right side, and the pass is caught. Immediate hit over there from Austin Brown as the pass went to Aaron Young on a gain of about four to the 37-yard line. Second down and six for Rutgers.
That great anticipation there by Brown to see, reading what's happening and then closing quickly and getting him down.
Brown, a sophomore out of Johnston City, Illinois. Luke Fickell really impressed with his range, his athleticism, as he continued to build depth on both sides of the ball, and specifically there in the secondary. Two receivers left, one on the right for the Rutgers 37-yard line. Wimsett reads, keeps, rolls off to his right, chased by Cheney. Penalty marker down in the area of holding as Wimsett will take it out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. And Holding penalty coming up here against Rutgers, I do believe. Here's the call.
Holding. Offense, number 59. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
It's Gus Zielinskis. Their center. We talked about the Badgers O-line rotation with Trey Wettig. Rutgers, we were talking with some of their folks before the game. They'll rotate fairly liberally, it sounds like, Mark, across the offensive line.
Yeah, like four or five different guards that they like rotating. And, you know, O-linemen, we don't like rotating. We want to stay in there. You feel better passing off twists. So when you have four guards, do you really have two?
Good point. From the 27-yard line of Rutgers. Second down and 16. Two receivers left, one on the right. Snap to Wimsett. Looking, has time. Fires right side, and that sails well over the head. I guess that was intended for Christian Dremel. Nowhere close. And it's third and 16. Rutgers from its 27-yard line. Rutgers 1 of 7 in this game on third down.
Yeah, Rutgers is not built to be able to overcome holding penalties, and that was a case where their protection actually held up pretty well, but he could feel it and just decided, I'm going to throw it, get rid of it, live for another down.
Four receivers to either side. Aaron Young in the backfield to the left of the quarterback. Third and long for the Scarlet Knights at their 27-yard line. Wimsett back to throw. Four-man Wisconsin rush. Wimsett off to his right under pressure. Throws it up and away as James Thompson Jr. was starting to close on the quarterback. And Wimsett just had to unload. And Rutgers forced to punt down 17 with 8:28 left in the third quarter.
It's just been a really good day for this defensive line from Wisconsin. And you haven't seen a ton. We've seen a couple of blitzes from our inside linebackers, but otherwise it's been four down. We're going to get home, and to be able to do that and stop the run as effectively, so far been a really good day for the fellas up front.
And the punt snap is muffed by Appleby. He gets the kick away. It is a shank, but he gets a bounce, and it is scooped up by Chimray DK, who advances a couple of yards to the 50. So a lot going on there. Give Floyd Appleby credit for handling the errant snap and getting the kick away. The Badgers will have excellent field position when play continues. We'll step aside. 8:17 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. I believe Chimray DK had signaled for a fair catch there. He picked it up on a bounce and tried to advance, but when plays dead at the 48-yard line, it was just a 2-yard difference there. The Badgers still with excellent field position at their own 48. 8:17 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers nothing.
That was crazy because the bad snap, and it looked like First off, Appleby did a great job to cover it, and then it looked like he was kicking it like 20 rows up into the fans, and somehow, I don't know if he put some draw on it, but he deserves a monster amount of credit to get that thing. For Wisconsin to be starting on the other side of the 50 was remarkable that Appleby pulled that off.
That's just like, you know, one of your shots around a tree,
snap
right?
Snap hook.
Oh, yeah. Was it a little rough yesterday?
No comment? I think I'm going to put the clubs away for the year.
Yeah, you said that before.
It was a beautiful day.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Jackson Aker in it, running back. He gets the handoff from Mordecai, angling left to right, crashing across the 50 to the 47-yard line of Rutgers, and a gain of five. And this man advances the ball. He can move piles. He has been productive when given the opportunity so far today.
Trey Wedding in at right guard, and the right side of Wisconsin's O-line caved that down. Aker just followed behind.
47 of Rutgers, second down and five. Mordecai hands it to Aker again. He'll collide with Mohamed Touré inside the 45 to the 44 of Rutgers. Maybe closer to the 43. Let's check the spot. Third down and short coming up. And they get right back on the ball. Two receivers left. C.J. Williams out to the right. Aker stays in there at running back. Third down. About a yard and a half to go. Ball at the 43.5 of Rutgers. Mordecai will give it to Aker, and he gets hammered right at the point of attack. Touré is there. They'll mark at the 43. Fourth down and one. Offense stays on the field for Wisconsin. 17 to nothing, the Badgers. 7-10 and counting left in the third quarter.
Yeah, it ran with a little tempo there. I think they thought they were going to kind of catch Rutgers off guard, hand it off, but now Rutgers filled the hole, and Jackson Aker had been falling forward all day. Nice job there by Rutgers of stopping him short for setting up a fourth down.
Play clock is at 13. Fourth and one, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 43-yard line. Aker stays in there to the right of the quarterback. And a snap to Mordecai. Hands to Aker, and I'm not sure. Trying to drive to the 42. And
I don't think he did either.
That's a heck of a stand. They stopped him at the 42.5-yard line. That is great work by Rutgers, by the Rutgers defense. They will measure, but I'm thinking he is.
It's never good when both sides are running off the field.
Yeah, it's probably at least the length of a football short here. 6:28 left in the third quarter, 17 to nothing, Wisconsin.
It's a little too much penetration there by number 92, Ahanotu. I played against Chidi. Big spin move down with Tampa. He did a nice job of getting in the backfield there, kind of mucking things up. I was curious there because you're controlling the game. I love aggressiveness, and I'll never complain. You're going for it, but you're up 17, and you did not get it.
Yeah, this isn't even close.
No,
I'm surprised they bothered to measure. First down, Rutgers, just inside their 43-yard line.
I kind of thought maybe it would be some clap, try to get some jump and see if you could get a free first down, take the 5-yard and punt. But again, I can't sit up here. I love aggressive play. Mm-hmm. I always want you to keep your foot down. Our guys are more physical. And give Rutgers a ton of credit. They got a little penetration in the backfield, and on a third and one and a fourth and one, we're able to snuff Wisconsin's drive out.
6:28 left, third quarter, 17 to nothing, Wisconsin. Inside backer combo, Jordan Turner and Muma Jungmeta. Two receivers left, one on the right for the Scarlet Knights on offense. Jayshon Benjamin, the true freshman, back in there at running back. Winsett takes the snap. Badgers bring in four. Winsett fires it out to the right, caught by Benjamin, got by Maitrey. Jordan Turner is there to steer him out of bounds across the 45, up to the 48-yard line on a gain of five.
Maitrey had him all kind of dialed up. Would have probably been a one-yard gain. A little elusiveness, but I love Jordan Turner, relentless to the football, and is able to bring him down.
Wimsett, 9 of 21 through the air, 103 yards. Second down and five, Rutgers from its own 48-yard line. Christian Dremel, slot to the left. Wimsett takes the snap. He'll run it off the right side. Gets a block from Anungai and running to the boundary and pushed out of bounds by Austin Brown. And that will be a first down for Rutgers at the 47-yard line of Wisconsin, right at the stick.
That has by far been their most effective play of the day today. They've done that at least three times. I think they've gotten 4 or 5 yards each time. They're basically just, you know, using Wimsett as a running back and leading with their actual running back off of the edge, getting the corner, picking up 4 or 5 yards.
5.5 minutes left of the third quarter, 17-0 Wisconsin. First and 10 Rutgers at the Badgers 47-yard line. Snap to Wimsett. Badgers rush 4. A throw to the left. That is caught inside the 45. Ricardo Hallman is there right away. And the progress stopped at the 43-yard line. Jesse O'Fury, a freshman out of Salem, Massachusetts, with the catch. Gain of 5 to the 40. You make that a gain of 4 to the 43 of Wisconsin. Second down and 6. Fury stays in the game. Comes out wide to the right. Christian Dremel slot to the right. Jaquay Jackson out to the left. Kyle Menungai is the running back. Ball at the 43-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Wimsett looks over to the sidelines. Pulls for the ball, gets the snap. He'll hand to Menungai off the right side, trying to turn it back in. Gets inside the 40-yard line. Austin Brown along with Hunter Woller there to greet him at the 39 of Wisconsin. Third down and 2 for Rutgers with 4:25 left in the third quarter.
I would say that was probably the most effective actual run play by a running back that we've seen. Been commenting on Wisconsin's D-line getting penetration. That time they got rode out a little bit. Rutgers O-line was able to get a little bit more push than what we've seen him do all day.
Aaron Young in at running back now. Trips to the left. Third down and 2 Rutgers at the Wisconsin 39-yard line. The third down play here as Wimsett takes the snap. He'll keep it running right. Bent Barton slams into the turf, and it looks like short of the first down by about a half yard. Need the 37. It looks like they'll place at about the 37 and a half of Wisconsin. Greg Schiano not hesitating. Offense stays on the field. Fourth down, a short yard. Ball just inside the 38 of Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes left, third quarter. 17-0 Wisconsin. Rutgers this season on fourth down, 8 of 11. Two receivers left, one on the right. Menungai is in there at running back. Wimsett takes the snap. He'll run it to the right. He will get the edge and gets the first down. Chased down by Muma Jungmeta. And a penalty marker a couple of beats after the play. And a Rutgers player is down on the sideline. And it looks like it is the quarterback, Gavin Wimsett. We'll sort out the penalty here. It came like after the play.
Targeting defense number 24. The play will be under further review.
That's Hunter Woller. And this being the second half, if that remains the case, he would have to sit the first half of next week's game against Iowa. Why they sort it out, we'll take a commercial break. 3:08 left third quarter. 17-0 Wisconsin leads Rutgers. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Seal off drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Weather Stripping from Menards. We have the Midwest's largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 130 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save time and money with a 17-foot long self-adhesive weather strip. Only $189 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Well, Badger fans can exhale. They have removed the, after further review, there is no targeting on Hunter Wohler, so he stays in the game. Greg Schiano getting the explanation. 3:08 left in the third quarter, 17-0 Wisconsin. We did try to look at a replay. They didn't show one in the stadium video board. We're waiting for the television partner to show it. But they didn't call it. They took it away, so that's really what matters. Luke Fickell talking about that this week. I told him I hesitate to bring this up, but asked him if they could, if one day, if he could see the day where college football would eliminate the ejections, and predictable answer, he hopes so. But he did say his own hesitation since the Jordan Turner ejection a few games ago. He says he thinks they're getting better in this league about just, you know, being careful before you make a call like that. So in the case of Hunter Wohler, he stays in the game. In the meantime, it's 1st and 10 Rutgers at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. 3 minutes left, third quarter, 17-0, the Badgers. New quarterback on right now for Rutgers with Wimsett out. A throw to the left, caught inside the 25, inside the 20-yard line. And Isaiah Washington down to the 15, make it the 14-yard line. Evan Simon, a junior out of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, in at quarterback right now. Played last year, had a really good game against Iowa, threw for 300 yards against that Hawkeyes defense in a matchup a year ago. And now has Rutgers a 1st and 10 at the Wisconsin 14-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Simon 6'3", 205 pounds. He is a junior. He has Kyle Manungai to his right. Simon takes the snap. He'll give it to Manungai up the middle. Drives down to the 10-yard line. Wrapped up by Muma Jungmeta. Gain of 4, 2nd down and 6.
That's not easy to do. Simon comes in, injury, and he steps in. And right away, typically you want to kind of let him get his feet set, hand the ball off a couple times. They come right out. He delivered a nice strike, and Rutgers is in business here.
He appeared in 9 games a year ago, starting twice. And there now for Gavin Wimsett, who was shaken up in the play a couple of minutes ago. 2nd and 6, Rutgers rather, at the Wisconsin 10-yard line. Simon gets the snap, pulls back, looks, throws it up and away, incomplete, way over the head of the tight end, Sean Bowman. And it's 3rd down and 6 from the Wisconsin 10. A minute 34 left in quarter number 3, 17-0 Wisconsin.
Really good decision there by Simon, because what they tried to do is they sold the fake and they wanted the tight end to kind of sneak over the top of the linebackers. Well, Wisconsin stayed home, safety stayed back, and instead of taking a hit and maybe a strip sack fumble, just said, we'll live to throw another day, throw it out of the back of the end zone.
3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Aaron Young in at running back. 3rd and 6, Rutgers at the Wisconsin 10-yard line. Simon takes the snap, 4-man rush. Simon under pressure, throws to the right. That is caught by Young. Angles right to the 5. Young to the end zone. And touchdown, Rutgers. Aaron Young with the touchdown catch, and the Scarlet Knights are on the board with a minute 26 left in the third quarter.
Really nice job by Simon. Wisconsin ran a stunt, a little TE stunt off of that side. Got a lot of pressure in his face. He bided enough time to make that throw out to his back, and Rutgers is on the board.
17-6. Rutgers trailing Wisconsin. Jay Patel, sophomore place kicker, on for the PAT. And the kick hits the left upright. No good. That was a rocket shot of a kick. My goodness. And a misfire, so the lead stays at 11 after the missed PAT from Patel. 10 plays, 57 yards, 5:02 off the clock. We'll keep it here. 1:26 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers 6. Oh,
I love that. You see the little close-up action shot of Greg Schiano. And finally they go down and get a touchdown. They think they cut it to 10, and hands in face, the palms of his face. Because we talked all pregame and all week, it's been, well, Rutgers special teams. not to jinx anything, Wisconsin special teams has been the much better special teams unit this afternoon. It
really has. That's about those hidden yards big in the first half of play.
That was an absolute rifle shot, though, up on that. You could, you know, that guys will, you know, messing around in practice, throwing the ball. You try to hit the uprights, you can't do it. And he just hit a missile right at that thing, and it doinked out for on the good side for Wisconsin.
A little baseball term. It'd be nice to know the exit velocity of that kick.
I'll tell you what, the field goal post, the engineering held up well.
You'd have thought
that thing, especially with the wind blowing, could have twisted a little bit. Nope, snapped right back.
Could have had a problem. Jude McAtomney is on the kickoff. Kenny Anthony Chimray, DK, deep for Wisconsin. 1:26 left third quarter, 17-6. The Badgers lead Rutgers, and the kick is away. This is popped up. And a sliding catch and going to the turf side of the 30-yard line is Marty Stry, one of the team captains of the Badgers this year. They'll mark the 28-yard line, first and 10 for Tanner Mordecai and company.
It kind of been, I think we thought coming out, obviously Rutgers got the first half kickoff and they're able to move it a little bit. And you kind of thought, all right, let's hammer the football here. Well, Wisconsin didn't get a ton of touches there. Rutgers did a nice job of holding on to the ball. Here we go. Now let's see where we're at and try to rebound after your defense gave something up. Let's see if you can pick them up.
Braylon Allen in there at running back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai looks the throw, looks left. Drops it off to Will Poling, who gets knocked down at the 34-yard line. Gain of 6. Short pass from Mordecai to a slot receiver. Second and 4 for the Badgers.
And that's a talent receivers need to learn, especially if you're going to be a little smaller bodied and going across the middle. Hey, you don't need to be a hero. Get the catch and don't take that big hit. Fumbles, everything else. That Pauling did a nice job there.
Eric Rogers over there on the coverage. Two receivers either side. Snap to Mordecai. He's going to run it across the 35, and he'll slide. Started the slide a yard short of the line to gain. So they'll mark at the 37 of Wisconsin. Third down and 1.
I'll tell you what. It wasn't just me and you that were saying it. It looks like Mordecai's gotten that memo.
He sure has. Takes the snap. They get right on it. Here's Braylon. First down and more. Bangs across the 40, the 45-yard line. Ooh, he was bringing it. First down of the 47. 48, it looks like, of Wisconsin. That was powerful.
That was, you know what, it's the third quarter. You want to keep coming? All right, let's go. And Braylon said, I'm going to run you over. I'm not interested in juking around you. Nope, we're going to bring that contact on. And he brought it, much to the chagrin of Rutgers.
8 seconds left, third quarter, first and 10, Badgers 48-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff, looking, dances around. Now he'll pull it down and run, angles left, 50, 45. Mordecai inside the 40, covered up by Muhammad Ture at the 38-yard line. 14-yard scramble for Mordecai on the final play of the third quarter. Badgers do not score in the third period. Rutgers gets in, misses the PAT. Luke Fickell's Badgers will take an 11-point lead going into the final 15 minutes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 3 quarters in the books at Camp Randall. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. A little scoreboard update as we are through three quarters at Camp Randall. Wisconsin leads 17-6. I'll just give you one. Maryland and Ohio State tied at 17 midway through the third.
Good timing. Time to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium. Solid effort, good sway of the booth here on homecoming day. There you go. 17-6, Wisconsin leads Rutgers. Badgers on the move, driving right to left, south to north here at Camp Randall Stadium. First and 10 at the Rutgers 38-yard line. Braylon Allen stays in there at running back. Receivers right, two on the left. Mordecai pulls back, throws left, and it's incomplete. A little wide of the target. First, the tight end, Hayden Rucci.
Incomplete.
Flip Dixon, the safety on the coverage. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 38-yard line.
Yeah, that was the quick read. Read the run. Didn't see it. You know, tried to get a quick throw out to Rucci. Sailed it a little bit here, and now we're looking at a second and 10.
Trey Wettig getting more work at left guard right now. Two receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Mordecai, looking under pressure, gets away. Now he'll run up the left hash, 35 to the 30-yard line, and slips inside the 30 down to the 29. He scrambles for nine, and a Rutgers player is shaken up. You can probably give a good sound effect, that little move that Taylor put on. Huh?
I don't know how he escaped. That was Houdini-esque. An Appleton guy, right? Houdini? It was two guys flying through. And I don't know how Tanner got out of that, but he kind of slinked. And then he had a lead blocker, and it ends up, you know, he's close to picking up the first down.
Cornerback Robert Longerbeam is the injured Rutgers player. We'll take a break. Opening minute, fourth quarter, Wisconsin 17, Rutgers 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Fall is definitely here, so here are two quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number one, swap out those old, worn-out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number two, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Longerbeam walking over to the Rutgers sideline. He was in the cornerback, injured on the last play. 14:39 remaining, 17-6. Wisconsin leading Rutgers. Patrick, I want to revisit a topic mentioned pre-kick. You know, moving forward here without the injured Ches Malusi and Jackson Aker, that combo Aker and Allen showing pretty well here today.
Yeah, offensive coordinator Phil Longo thought there were at least three areas where they'd have to replace Ches Malusi's productivity. One, Allen probably touching it a little more. So far he's got 14 touches, 13 rushes, one reception. Also Aker 10 for 53. And then the other one was more action for the slot receivers. And we've seen Will Pauling has a career-high six receptions for 49 yards, getting him to those short perimeter throws that they were finding with Malusi. That's been a big weapon tonight. You could see that wasn't something they wanted to reinforce today.
And one thing they've been doing, and they're lining up this way again, is starting with Pauling in the backfield, where he is to the right of Mordecai. Allen is behind Tanner. Now those shifts. Pauling slot on the right. Third down and one at the Rutgers 29-yard line. Mordecai will feed Braylon Allen. Crashing over the left side, he'll get the first down. Big Benosin out of the secondary on the tackle at the 27-yard line. So they get a couple and a first down to the 27 Rutgers.
Yeah, pretty simple. We're just going to run it off left guard. We're going to get movement. We're not going to give up any penetration. And hand the ball to Braylon Allen. We're going to pick up a first down.
At the Rutgers 27. Allen to the right of the QB. C.J. Williams out to the left. On first down, the snap floats back to Mordecai. Under pressure, Tanner hit as he throws. Left side, it is Bob Alden. Incomplete. Going up and trying to pull it down was the freshman Tucker Ashcraft. Would have been an impressive catch. Unable to make it. Boy, Mordecai was again under pressure. Got the throw away. Second down and 10 at the Scarlet Knights 27-yard line.
Gosh, you said it, Matt. I thought, I was ready to give the look up, but he was able to get rid of it, threw it exactly where he needed to. Give them, Ashcraft does a nice job. You give number 10 for Rutgers a ton of credit. He played through the ball, knocked it out of Ashcraft's hands.
With Dixon as the secondary man making the play on second down, swing pass, Braylon Allen inside the 25-yard line. Allen, penalty markers fly. Allen yanks down at the 22-yard line.
Might be a crackback block here.
Yep, coming up here against Wisconsin.
Holding, offense, number 87, okay. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, second down.
That's the first penalty of the game for Wisconsin. Patrick mentioned that as one of the keys. Wisconsin, that's clearly an area it's been trying to clean up and had been squeaky clean up until that last play.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah, that's an aggressive play. And what I like there, yeah, it's a 10-yard holding penalty by Rucci, but Braylon Allen out of the backfield, that swing pass, there was something there. We've been seeing a lot of just catch and go down. Nice job by Braylon to pick up something.
And second and 17 at the 34-yard line. Aker in there now. Mordecai takes a snap, shoots it to the right, and a rolling catch made near the 25-yard line. Catch number 7 today for Will Pauling. Flip Dixon on the coverage. Third down and 8 from the Scarlet Knights 25-yard line. A minute 40 gone by, fourth quarter, 17-6. Wisconsin leads Rutgers.
Yeah, we're still seeing it. You can hear me kind of, because these snaps, a lot of flutter to the snaps today, and that's allowing the D end, because they're going off of movement of the football. That's getting them a bigger jump. The ball's taking a little bit longer. So while it hasn't hurt us yet, it's something I'm a little concerned about.
Slot left, slot right. Third and 8 for the Rutgers 25-yard line. Mordecai back to throw, steps up, fires to the left, and another sliding catch is made. And it's Pauling again at the 15-yard line at a first down with 2 yards to spare. So a huge third down conversion. Badgers back into the red zone. Brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Great snap. Good protection. And Patrick was just talking about kind of replacing Chez in some of the production. Will Pauling is having himself a day.
Stather Bell slot on the right. C.J. Williams wide left. Aker the running back. Handoff. Jackson Aker over the right side. Inside the 15. Pulling a linebacker with him down near the 10-yard line. That was Deion Jennings. Was trying to hang on. Jackson Aker showing that strength. And gets it down to the 10. Second down and 5.
Trey Wedding in at left guard. Pulled. And what Jackson Aker did, I'm just going to follow my big left guard. Going to stay. I'm going to hug. He picked up 2 yards and then bounced off late and was fortunate for Rutgers that they were able to bring him down.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Rucci starts in motion to the left. Mordecai hands off to Aker, trying to get the left edge. Little stiff arm inside the 5, and he takes Flip Dixon down inside the 5-yard line. First down, goal to go. Young Jackson Aker, he's bringing it. I've got him at 12 carries for about 63 yards. Make it 64. First and goal at the 4.
I like that you say little stiff arm from up here. And maybe for us, I'll tell you what that is. He has just continued to bring the thunder with every carry that he's had. He's made the Rutgers defenders pay.
13th play of the drive coming up on first and goal. Mordecai hands to Aker. Hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. That is good football from Flip Dixon. Got to go low on the big fella, and that's exactly what the safety did. Second and goal for the Badgers.
I give him a ton of credit because Jackson Aker did a really nice job of reading that, and I thought, okay, one-on-one down at the 4, and he has continued to pound it. That was a nice job of bringing him kind of submarine onto Jackson Aker's legs, getting him down.
Second and goal at the 3. Braylon Allen in there now. Mordecai looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught! Tucker Ashcraft! Touchdown, Wisconsin! Mordecai to the freshman, Ashcraft, and it's 23-6, Wisconsin.
Good play action fake, and all that needed was a little bit of time because you sell it, you sell the run, and you let Ashcraft kind of just sneak away, running away from all of the play action pass coverage going to the right, and Ashcraft just beat his man across the sideline on the far side, and a beautifully delivered football by Tanner Mordecai.
Terrific drive for the Wisconsin Badgers. Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. Let's check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 14 plays, 72 yards, took 5 minutes and 34 seconds. We'll take a break, 10:51 remaining. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how
at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, Tanner Mordecai with a 3-yard touchdown pass to the freshman tight end, Tucker Ashcraft. 10:51 remaining, Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 6, as we send it downstairs again to Patrick.
I think those of us who've been around Phil Longo know that he's a really interesting person. He's got a very, very laid-back personality, and in fact, he has that in his quarterback's room, too. There's often food in there, feet are up, music is on, because he talks about he wants them to feel at ease when they're in that room. So he just came to the sideline now and gave high fives to all the guys on the bench, and he just real calmly says, way to be consistent, way to be consistent, always moving forward, no negative plays. And so what you saw there was a 14-play drive, 3 third down conversions, and other than the holding call, no negative plays. That's really important. Just keep moving forward. Be consistent, as he said.
Yeah, among the, what you were talking about there, the Badgers today now 7 of 13 converting on third down. That's pretty good, as Jack Van Dyke's kick will hook out of bounds. And that means Rutgers will start at its 35-yard line.
Probably been about as good a field starting field position as Rutgers has seen today with the kick out of bounds. But yeah, I think Patrick nailed that when you're talking about consistency and, you know, how can you go on a 14-15 play drive and you're able to overcome a penalty? That's what defenses are trying to force you to do. Don't give up big plays. Will Pauling with a couple of big third down. Tanner Mordecai avoiding a couple of sacks and being able to kind of slink through, pick up yardage. That's what that's about, and that was a fantastic drive by the Wisconsin Badgers to hopefully, it's not over, but it definitely, that was one of those drives that you send a big message.
Gavin Wimsett back in there at quarterback for Rutgers. He's shaking up their last possession. Evan Simon ended up taking them into the end zone as Wimsett pulls back, takes the handoff, pressured from Getz, hit as he throws, it floats up there and well short of Jaquay Jackson, incomplete. And Wimsett under heavy pressure, got the ball out of his hands, incomplete pass, second and 10 Rutgers at its own 35.
Really, we've been calling C.J. Getz's name a lot today. He's made a couple of nice plays in the backfield, he's been getting after the quarterback, and Wisconsin's coverage unit in the back is allowing some of these guys, because of their coverage, to make him hold the football and getting after it.
Trips to the left. Malungai, the running back, to the right of Wimsett. 24-6 Wisconsin, 10:43 remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. Wimsett again pulls back, looks to throw, fires left seam, high pass incomplete, intended for Jackson at the 47 of Wisconsin. And it's now third and 10 Rutgers at its own 35. Wimsett today 10 for 24, 112 yards, and that big pick six. Cardo Hallman bringing it back 95 yards late in the second quarter. So here we go, third and 10. Rutgers today 2 out of 10 on third down. Slot right, slot left. Aaron Young in at running back. Wimsett gets the snap, four-man rush, a throw to the left, that is caught, but Matry is there right away on Johnny Langan, and he wraps him up after a gain of 3 or 4 yards. They are well short of the first down. And Chiano will send on the punt team on fourth down and about 6 at the 39-yard line of Rutgers.
Yeah, haven't seen a ton of missed tackles today. There have been a few out on the perimeter, but for the most part, you talk about when you want to come back from a bye, cleaning things up. One penalty, and I think the missed tackle count way down from what we saw, especially out in West Lafayette.
Appleby on the punt. Chimray DK deep at the Wisconsin 20. Snap to Appleby, runs up, and the kick is away. Drifting to his left is DK. He'll let it hit inside the 20, inside the 15, and rolling near the 10-yard line before finally going out of bounds. They will mark at the 11. That's where the Badgers will start after a 50-yard punt. Just as touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. 9:46 to play. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Time to spotlight today's best in the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Our difference maker, Tausch, what do you think?
Give us a lot of deep thought. Tough call. Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you pick it this week.
Well, after deep thought, the pick six. I'll go with that. I'm just stretching. Ricardo Hallman, the 95-yard pick six with 4 seconds left in the half. Rutgers was on the brink of getting to within three, but the pick six gave Wisconsin a 17-0 lead at the half. It's 24-6 now with 9:46 remaining, and the Badgers back on offense starting at their 11-yard line. Jackson Aker in there at running back. 65 rushing yards for Aker on 13 carries. Braylon Allen, 14 for 78 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I think this new... You know, with what we're looking at, how do you replace what Chez, you know, production-wise, Jackson Aker has definitely stepped up to the plate.
Robert Longerbeam back in there at cornerback. He was shaken up, pulling it. Is Mordecai angles right to the 15. Mordecai up to the 20-yard line. Shaquan Loyal forced him to the boundary at the 21. It looks like right at the first down marker. So there's Mordecai again getting it done with his feet.
He did. It's like his ninth rush of the day. Again, he's picking his spots, and what I really like about what he's doing today compared to what we saw in West Lafayette, he's taking a couple of hits, but he's gotten down, he's getting out of bounds, he's been smart with what he's doing after he's done running.
Skyler Bell slot to the left, Ashcraft to the right. Now Tucker Ashcraft in motion, lines up wing on the left side on first down, making the handoff. Mordecai looking, pressured, steps up, and he cannot escape this time.